From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Sam Mosier. Missouri State School Board approved an update to its school accountability standards at its monthly meeting yesterday. Ryan Delaney reports.
The Missouri School Improvement Plan dates back to the early 90s. This is the sixth version in how the state measures school district success and targets struggling schools for turnaround efforts. Board member Carol Hallquist noted this version adds in cybersecurity, mental health, and active shooter safety standards.
It seems like our educational system is taking on the woes of the world and tackling them.
A provision on equity was added back in following pushback in the public comment period. It took nearly 5 years for the Education Department to finalize the new standards. The process was stalled during the ex-Governor Eric Greitens administration. State board members stress many decisions are still made at the district level. I'm Ryan Delaney.
Missouri's teen suicide rate was higher than the national rate last year. Missouri state representatives are looking to reduce that rate. Cassidy Arena has more.
On Tuesday, House members discussed a bill which would allow unaccompanied minors to enter into their own mental health care contracts. Mary Chant is the executive director of the Missouri Coalition of Children's Agencies. She supports the bill and says it will combat the serious situations unaccompanied minors face.
The outcomes for children who do not get mental health services are dire, extremely dire.
The bill is sponsored by Representative Patricia Pike, a Republican from Adrian. She is a former school counselor. I'm Cassidy Arena.
A mother whose daughter was murdered testified yesterday in support of a bill that would require every person 17 years or older arrested for a felony offense to provide a biological sample for DNA profiling. Seth Bodine has more.
J.N. Sepich's 22-year-old daughter was murdered in 2003 in New Mexico. The man responsible was arrested and convicted after matching a DNA sample he submitted for a lesser felony. Under current Missouri law, every individual arrested for felonies such as burglary or sex-related felonies are required for DNA sampling. Senate Bill 696 would require DNA sampling for every felony. Sepich argues the change would make a difference.
So what will passing this law mean for Missouri? It means your match rates will increase substantially. Criminals will be identified, which will prevent future crimes. Lives will be saved.
I'm Seth Bodine.
Mothers living under the poverty line could receive help under a new state bill. Cassidy Arena has more.
Pregnant women, postpartum women, and those with children under age 5 could use federally subsidized vouchers at farmers markets under a new bill being discussed by state lawmakers. Representative Martha Stevens, a Democrat from Columbia, says the money would come from the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Women, Infants, and Children's Farmers Market Nutrition Program. That means the state wouldn't have to buy the food, but there will be administrative costs. Stevens says the value of the program extends beyond the food it would provide.
I think when people go to the farmers market, they're engaged with members of their community. I think that that's something you can't really put a dollar figure on, but I think it's really important.
According to other representatives, the bill could incentivize more farmers markets and improve overall health in the state. I'm Cassidy Arena.
And I'm Sam Mosier, KBIA News Columbia.